What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare Live Line, it's Mark Allnut, Athletic Director for the University of Buffalo, as UB football opens their season tonight. Mark, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Got to be an exciting time when you're ready to take the field. You got the students in the classroom and football team ready to go.
Oh, without a doubt. It's definitely that time of year where our student athletes have been working so hard to prepare for this opening game, and we're excited to kick off the season. I mean, even listening to that weather report, we're going to have a great evening for football, and look forward to have a great crowd come out to support the Bulls.
Mark, there's a lot of change this year. New head coach, new quarterback, a freshman starting at running back, just to name a few. What are the expectations for the team?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, appreciate the job that Pete Limbo has done, our new head coach. Number one, just kind of building structure, building morale, building a positive culture in the team, and then really just, you know, the team and led by him, just the engagement with the community and also the campus community. So, you know, there's some expectations to have a very good season. I'm never one to have a prediction of where we're going to end up, but let's just say this: been watching practice, seen some exciting things, and I know that they're ready to really put on the show starting tonight.
Yeah, and I see you're wearing special jerseys for tonight. You got the 716 on the helmet, ready to represent Western New York?
Without a doubt. So this first game is our salute to the 716 Western New York. So we will have the 716 area code right there on the side of our helmet. But, you know, just a couple things to talk about the game. We've changed some things from a fan fest standpoint. So the team will arrive. We'll have a victory walk at 5 p.m. Love to have folks out there early to cheer them on as they walk into the stadium. And then this year is the first year of the Coca-Cola Fan Zone, which we're converting our field house, the Murchie Family Field House, to a essentially like a entertainment place to be, where you have live music. This game is by Voyager. There's some inflatables. There's a team store to buy Bulls gear. You know, have a golf simulator. Maybe I can get in there and kind of improve my handicap if at all possible. And then also, too, from a concession standpoint tonight, again, just kind of related to the 716 theme, we'll be serving some wings, beef on weck, and some turkey burn-in sliders. So, you know, there's plenty going on outside of just, you know, the game itself. And I'd be remiss, too. We're also going to recognize our Bandits, you know, our back-to-back lacrosse champions, which is exciting to have them in the house as well.
Oh, all right. I love the big buzz for this, and I love the 716 theme. I've got to ask you about Joe Andreessen. How's the team reacting to his making the roster of the Bills this week?
How about that? The new nickname, Buffalo Joe. We love it. I mean, it's, you know, obviously, you know, for a student athlete that played his last year at Buffalo, representing, you know, the University at Buffalo, but more importantly, Buffalo, in particular Lancaster, you know, it's a childhood dream, you know, come true. You know, a person that's, you know, played football his entire life and had a dream playing in the NFL and being able to make the roster. So it's very exciting for all of Buffalo. I mean, we're all big fans, and we hope to see him do well and continue to represent not only the university but this great community.
How much does that do for, you know, connecting with Western New York? You know, we've talked with you about it with Khalil Mack in the past, but, you know, as big of a star and, you know, huge of a player he was, wasn't a Buffalo Bill. So now we have a story of a Buffalo Bill that we're all going to be, you know, watching maybe week in, week out, seeing if he gets on the field, makes an impact for the Bills. To have that player be able to say, hey, he came from right here, you can go see him in Amherst at UB, the next generation of that. How big is that in making a connection with Western New York?
That's huge. I mean, not only just from a recruiting standpoint, but for us to, you know, just point down to Orchard Park and see not only Joe Andreessen, but also Cam Lewis and Jamarcus Ingram. So, you know, that roster has three former Bulls that are now playing on Sundays. And then if you look around the league itself, whether it's a Jared Patterson and Khalil Mack at the Chargers or Malcolm Kuntz, you know, at the Raiders, you know, we have a couple others that are out there as well. So for us, it's the story that you can come here, you know, receive a great education, but also, you know, pursue those dreams and potentially latch on with the NFL team. And I think, again, to your point about connectivity, you know, gosh, Buffalo, the Bulls, must have an exciting brand of football and it has to be entertaining to watch because they are putting student-athletes into the NFL, which is exciting to see.
There's a big change this year. The 12-team college football playoff is this year involving the Bulls. One team that isn't one of the nation's traditional powerhouses is guaranteed a spot in the playoff. Is that pretty exciting?
It really is because, I mean, the CFP has obviously been exciting when it transitioned to a 14 playoff. Prior to that, it was computers deciding who the final teams were going to be. But now with this expansion from 4 to 12 and the automatic inclusion of the five conference champions, so you have the four, you know, A4 conference champions and then the highest ranked, you know, group of five champion, which gives opportunity for one team out of the group of five, whether it's the Mid-American Conference or Mountain West, Sun Belt, you know, whoever it might be, to be able to represent the group of five in the playoffs. So, you know, it's exciting to see more of a playoff type of format. And then more importantly, you know, it's not a closed door opportunity for, you know, us group of five institutions that, you know, never had a shot to really be in the playoffs. So yeah, we're thrilled, you know, about it. And it makes kind of more so an internal competition, you know, amongst the various group of five conferences to see who's going to be that highest ranked team. So looking forward to it. And I'm glad that we landed on an expanded playoff.
Yeah, could be exciting, and who knows, maybe you'll be in there sometime. All right, so tonight you open the season. What does everybody need to know? When should they get down? What should they be looking for?
Well, you know, again, kickoff is a little after 7 o'clock tonight. The gates open at 5:30, but as I mentioned, the team arrives at 5 o'clock at the stadium. There's a pathway that they'll take. The victory walk right there between Alumni Arena and UB Stadium. So if people can get there early from their tailgate or what have you to be able to get there to cheer them on. And then at 5:30 is when the Coca-Cola Fan Zone opens in the Murphy Family Fieldhouse. It has all those entertainment options for, you know, fans to be there. So, you know, get in there, and then about 6:45, we shut that down and, you know, encourage people to get to the stadium in time for the national anthem. And then have the opportunity for kick shortly after 7 o'clock. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, weather's going to be great. You know, school's not in session yet. So, you know, our young folks, our kids can come out and, you know, stay out past their curfew a little bit and enjoy the football game.
Well, Mark, thank you so much and have a great season.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it again, you guys having us on talking about the Bulls.
That's UBAD, Mark Allnutt. The game, 7 o'clock tonight. On the Bet 1520 and also on ESPN+.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.